here. You are among the most fortunate of people, because you are here now. You have come at a special time in the history of the world. Here, you will find a knowledge that is as old as humanity itself. A knowledge that has been waiting. Waiting for you. Throughout the remembered history of time, we human beings have looked for God. We have worshipped and beseeched, prayed and done penance, performed rituals and gone on pilgrimages. We have searched for God in all the ways human beings could think of. But the world and its people are standing on the brink of great change. With respect and honor for the many ways we have worshipped Him, the time has come now to know God as He really is, not as He is written about in scriptures and told of in stories, not as we have carved Him in statues and molded Him in images, not as we have imagined Him, but as He really is. For at this time in the world, deep truths are revealed. Not only to a few gurus and wise men, not only to the priests and a handful of worshippers, but to all His children. And you are His children. Each of you, sitting here, is His child. And He is your eternal Father, and He is your eternal Mother. And God speaks. I am Shiva. Though you have called me many things, Shiva is my most ancient and eternal name. I am the ocean of virtues. I am the ocean of power. I am your father. You are my sweet, sweet children. You have been lost and wandering for so long. You have searched for me in all the four corners of the world. You have looked for me in the dirt and the rocks, in the animals and in nature. You have bowed down to me in temples and churches. You have worshipped many things and called them by my name. I am light. Like you, my children, I am an infinitesimal point of eternal energy. You and I have the same form. We are both eternal. But there is one big difference. I never travel through the cycle of time. I don't come into the physical world, so I am never affected by the laws of karma the way you are. I am eternally pure. I am eternally powerful. I am Shiva. I am your father. It is time. Know him now as he really is. He is eternal, light, and incorporeal. Like a diamond that can never be seen with the physical eye, but only with the third eye of knowledge. Know too that you are like him. Your form is light, and you live between your own eyes. You are a tiny spark of spiritual energy. You are not the work you do, or the roles you play in life. You are more than these things, much more, even beyond your own understanding. Know yourself, for you cannot make this ultimate journey until you do. He has come to reawaken the purity and greatness within each of us. Without God, nothing is possible. Everything is possible with him. And he has come to give the inheritance of the future to you, his children. For it is the remembrance of God as he really is that will bring a golden age of heaven again to the earth. An age that is filled with love. An age without violence in mankind or in nature. When happiness is the life of every human being, this is your inheritance from God, your Father. He offers you heaven on the palm of his hand. And God speaks. My home is far beyond your material world. I live in a world of golden red light. This is the eternal home of all souls. This is where you come when it is time for the regeneration of the world. It has been said in many of your religions, naked you come into the world, and naked you must leave it. This is an eternal truth. You leave behind your old body and come naked to your home, to me. Only the soul can come here. The body never can. And we can never be one. I will always be your father. You will always be my child. Separate and unique. Never absorbed. But you can touch me with your mind and heart. Now, just for a moment, just where you are, let your thoughts slip into silence. Be still. Know that you are a soul. Know that you live invisibly between your eyes. Now come and join me with your mind. This is remembrance. Come to me in remembrance and reclaim your power, O soul, my child. It is this union, father and child, that purifies. This purity will begin the deepest change in you. And when you change, the world will change with you. Go and tell your people, my children. Tell them now to turn their minds to me as I truly am. And remember, always remember, as you were, as you are, as you will be, I will always love you.